Welcome to Today's Child.
She came to Bible Club as an unbeliever and left loving Jesus.
That's Emily Ramsdell, our host on Today's Child.
Many of the children that attend our school-related Good News Bible Clubs do not attend church, but what a joy it is when the gospel message is shared in the Bible lesson and God's invitation for salvation is given, that many children pray to receive Christ as Savior. That is true of a young girl who attended one of our Good News Clubs. She came to club as an unbeliever and left loving Jesus. I'd like to share some testimonies of unchurched children in our Good News Clubs. Her name was Adeline. Mr. Mack was one of the volunteers at our after-school Good News Club in a local elementary school. He had an opportunity to talk with Adeline about spiritual things, sharing with her about God's love for her, the sin we all have in our lives, and because heaven is a perfect place, we cannot go to heaven with sin in our hearts. He shared about how God sent his son Jesus to take the punishment we deserve for our sins, and that when we come to God and tell him we're sorry for our sin and we invite Jesus to come into our life, he does that. He forgives our sin and he lives within us to help us live our lives on this earth to please God. And one day we'll go to heaven to be with him. Adeline listened intently, perhaps hearing the message of salvation for the first time. As the Holy Spirit was working in her life, she understood the gospel message and made a decision that day to accept Christ as her Savior from sin. Shortly afterwards, Adeline put her hand in her pocket and brought out some change, a quarter, two dimes, a nickel, and some pennies, and she said to Mr. Mack, "Here, take this," handing him the change. Mr. Mack said, "What's this for?" She looked up at him and said, "No one has ever talked to me about these things before." Mr. Mack reassured her that she didn't have to pay for what Jesus did on the cross for her, that the gospel was free. Not long after that, Adeline appeared with her mother and grandmother at the club's adopting church, and they have been attending there regularly. Now, isn't that a great testimony? Now, another testimony from another club. The club teacher shares, "We have a precious little boy in our club who has unchurched parents. On different weekends, he spends time with his grandmother, who's a strong believer. She reads the Bible to him and takes him to Sunday school and church. One day, this grandmother got a call on her cell phone from her unsaved daughter-in-law, and she said, 'You won't believe what your son is doing right now.' She sent a picture on her cell phone to the grandmother, a picture of her son reading the Bible to his little boy. It seems he was begging his dad to read the Bible to him." Wow, God's word touching the lives of a little boy and his dad. Another Good News Club teacher shared this story with me. She said, "We have a really special little girl in our club who doesn't attend church. I'll call her Autumn. A few weeks ago, she cried all through our club. I asked her what was wrong a couple of times, but she didn't want to talk about it. Several weeks later, at the end of our Bible lesson, I had time to sit down with her. She told me then that her dad had just been put in jail. I asked her if it was okay if I told my pastor about her dad, since he visits the jail every week. My pastor was able to make a good connection with him. Autumn has been giving me her written prayer request and Bible lessons for me to give to the pastor to give to her dad." Isn't this great testimony? The gospel touching the heart of a young girl and reaching through the jail walls to a needy father. Over the years, I've had a number of opportunities to counsel children, many of them from unsaved homes. What a thrill, first of all, to be able to teach these children the truths of the gospel message and to see many of them respond as God's Holy Spirit is working in their lives. And then the frosting on the cake, to be able to counsel them for salvation, being sure they have a full understanding of the decision they are making. I remember one girl in particular. Actually, I will never forget her, as what happened in that counseling time has never happened since. As I questioned her about salvation, she responded, knowing exactly that she was a sinner in need of a Savior. There was no hesitation. She wanted to become a child of God. When we talked together about what Jesus did on the cross for us, she broke down and cried, tears just running down her face. She truly was under conviction of her sin and had a full understanding of what the Savior went through on the cross for us that day. I shall never forget that counseling time. This fourth grade girl got it. She understood and was deeply touched by Jesus' love for her. Reaching the unchurched children with the life-changing gospel in our elementary public schools, it doesn't get better than that. This is Emily Ramsdell with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you for listening to Today's Child.